This is Ali Farokmanesh, assistant men's basketball coach at Colorado State, and you're listening to The Whole Show on 1310 KFKA.
Welcome back to the show. Kind of some breaking news here. Cale Makar has been suspended for one playoff game for interference against Seattle's Jared McCann. Ooh, yeah. I said it at the start of the show that I don't agree with him getting suspended. Yes, it was an illegal hit. No question about it. But the referees came in and reviewed it, and they downgraded it from a major to a minor. So that right there should have been enough. I don't know. The refs aren't always right about everything, but I get the thinking there. I do. I get the thinking because Cale Makar might have been, he looked up, maybe thought that puck was going to drop down. So, yeah, don't agree with that move. Texter said, I'd like to hear your take on the suspension. Every replay I've seen, you don't hear a whistle until after the hit. The referee didn't even know the puck had gone out of play yet. So, yeah, no, I'm not crazy about the suspension, but there we are. All right, Mike Brohard, I would never suspend this guy, with CSURams.com. Mike, how are you, my friend?
You suspended me for like a month.
That's because you hit a guy. You checked
the
guy.
You didn't even tell me.
Yeah, well, I forgot. It's on Angel. He's my producer. He makes all the decisions here, Mike. You know that.
This is not an Angel thing. I know it's not an Angel.
Mike, I was bummed, dude. I didn't get to go to any spring games. I was going to maybe go to UNC, maybe go to CSU. I don't know. But I got a nasty case of the old shingles on the neck. Couldn't turn my neck to the left. Didn't want to go out. And I didn't want people to look at my neck, to be real honest. So I didn't get to go anywhere. I stayed at home.
You and I both saw the same amount of spring games because I, of course, was at our tennis match.
That's right, right.
I was watching snowflakes come down at first serve as we were taking on Air Force that day.
So you didn't get to see the action up close and personal either, man. Well, okay, I feel like we connected on that.
I did not.
Well,
I watched our tennis team win, though.
Well, that's good. Hey, at least you got to see a real game. Like, spring, I get it. Spring's fun, and it's something football-related, we get it. But, you know, at least you're still watching real action because the spring game, at the end of the day, it doesn't really matter.
Yeah, on a scoreboard and standings, yeah, I agree with you on that. To the coaches, though, it means everything.
Sure.
It helps them set the depth chart. The entirety of spring, especially particularly those three scrimmages, gives them an idea of who they can count on when fall starts. It's not going to set a definitive pecking order. There's too many people coming in to join this roster. There's still some players that are probably going to leave this roster, you know, when they figure out where they sit. But it does give the coaches an idea on who they're going to move forward to. They can set that early fall camp depth chart and then let it go from there. But they get an idea of who they can trust, and I think that's the most important thing. You start to learn who you can trust on special teams, in certain situations, in certain coverages, on certain routes, and that is important for the coaching staff.
What was like the number one thing that really stuck out to you the most that you took away from spring, you know, positive, negative, whatever?
The offensive line. They protected the quarterback. That's what we all wanted to see, right?
Yep.
And if we all believe that the defensive line is good, and I think we all believe that, and they were still having trouble getting pressure on Clay Millen and company, then that's a good sign, correct?
Yep.
So that's good. And the other positive sign on top of that is, you know, you have Tavis Tuioti, who's playing one of the guard positions. He just got moved from defensive line. That line's probably still going to look different because, you know, Brian Creswell is going to come back, and you've got some other transfers coming in still. So the depth and the makeup of that line can still change, and it looked pretty good in the spring. That's a good sign moving forward.
Yeah, I'm excited about that. Obviously, that was the big question mark for so many fans out there. That's the thing about spring. We get into it. It's fun just to see football, kind of, and then it's over, and now we got to wait a while until we see the real thing. Just looking at I don't know how much you can speak on the basketball side, Mike. There's a lot of cool transfers that happened over the weekend for CSU.
There's only one that's official.
Can you blink twice if the rest are true?
Yeah, I can blink 600 times. So.
So we can only talk to you about Joel, right? Is that the only, or can we talk? I don't remember the order now.
I have no idea who else you would be talking about other than Joel Scott.
Okay, blink twice again if there's others. Joel Scott, though, I think, again, the other guys we'll talk about later when you're off the air. We'll do that in private. But Joel Scott, that's a great pickup for the Rams.
What other guy, Brady? I have no idea what you're talking about.
Hey, is Isaiah Stevens coming back? I'm dying here.
He's continuously working through his process. And as I've said before, I believe, I wish the young man peace when it comes time to make his final decision.
Well, he should come back because there's rumors, Mike. There's rumors out there. There's rumors of players that you can't speak of. Oh, there's so many rumors. This team might not lose next year.
Rumors is a really good album, too, just so you know.
Well, when we can talk more about things and stuff, then we'll do that. But CSU might not lose a game next year when it comes to basketball. They're going to go all the way through undefeated.
You know, there's a possibility because they are going to have a schedule.
Mm-hmm.
They'll get a chance to play upwards to 30-some games.
Boom.
There is a possibility with those games being on the schedule, they can win every single one of them.
If they score more than their opponent in those games, then they will win those games.
I remember, I think it was Bobby Knight told Leslie Visser that on the sidelines one time. That was key to win the basketball game, yeah.
Like 90% of the time that works, right?
I believe it's 100%.
100%. 100%. 100% of the time it will work. That's the game plan going forward. Score more than the other team. Mike, what are you working on at CSURams.com that we can check out?
Just did a feature on Radka Buzkova, a tennis player who's been extremely important into the building process of that program that hadn't really done much. Now all of a sudden she's here and her friend Sharka from the Czech Republic, and they brought in really good transfers at times in the past two seasons, and all of a sudden now they're setting program records. So that's good. And they're heading into the Mountain West Championships this week. We're going to watch some track because track is always good here. And, yeah, I think things are kind of wrapping up. You know, soccer just kind of wrapped up their spring work, and volleyball is pretty much wrapped up their spring schedule. So it's starting to wind down a little bit. And then we're going to get right back in, I guess, that football season.
Yeah, we'll talk. Well, when you get done,
soccer starts first.
That's right. That's right. Well, when you get done, we have that free time. You know, I always ask, but I'm always down to go have a beer with you, my friend. You know, I always ask, and I never get an exciting response. So,
are you aware of where Timmins Beer Works is?
I am. Yeah, I could run over there.
Yeah, I think I drive by there pretty much every day after work. So it was funny because, like I said, I think it was a couple weeks ago, just the crazy weather we've been having. I stopped off one day and met some guy for a beer. His name's Kevin Lytle.
Oh, he's a good
dude.
And
we're sitting outside, and we're in polos, and we're talking, and then the next day it's snowing.
I mean, you know how it is, right? You know. Yeah. That's Colorado, yeah. Right? Well, Mike, how about we do this? We set a time. We set the place. We both show up, and then bam, friendship's happening. You in?
Right. I'm in.
Okay.
I'm in.
We'll make that
happen.
And
you're buying, right?
Oh, yeah, absolutely. Yeah. No question about it. Yeah.
We'll go on your expense account.
We'll put that on the KFK expense account. Absolutely. Mike, my man, appreciate you. Great work as always, and we'll catch up with you soon.
You guys have a lovely day.
You too. Mike Brohard, CSURams.com. I had prepared to talk to him about all of these players, dude, for CSU. Neek Clifford, all those guys. But then my stupid brain remembered in the middle of the interview, Angel, oh, crap. It's a Mark Johnson situation because he works for CSU. He can't talk about these guys, just like Nico Medved and Ollie Farokmanesh can't talk about these guys until it's done. So drop the ball there. 12:51 the time. It happens. It's the whole show powered by PDC Energy. We'll be right back.
We're giving Coach Speak a whole new meaning. Hear Coach Speak weekdays 10 to 11 on Northern Colorado's Voice. 103.1 and 1310 KFKA.